Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome to tip of the week number 10. And today we are talking about wellness tips for on the job and how to work well. So I've got several tips for you guys, but I want to try to condense them to not make them like, oh, well, yeah, I kind of already know that, like packing a healthy lunch and all that and all those things rather than like going out to lunch every single day. But one of the ones that I want to talk about first is making sure that you're taking plenty of breaks during the day. So I did a podcast episode a few months ago, and it was talking about how sitting is the new smoking. And it was the whole article that I shared on the podcast was related to that and just how much we sit and how detrimental sitting can be for our health, just like smoking can be. So it was really interesting, the parallels that they made. And so if you guys need to go back and check out that podcast episode. It's called Sitting is the New Smoking, and it was a few months back. I can also link it for you guys as well. So that's number one. It's just making sure that you are taking plenty of breaks throughout the day so that you aren't just sitting. And I can tell sometimes whenever I'm working on a project that if I don't get up and like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I want to move my legs. I want to kick my legs. I just want to go. And so I don't set a timer, but I know that some people do, and I know that's very helpful. But I just try to make sure that at least once an hour, I am getting up to either pee, let the dog out if I'm working from home, get a drink, or, you know, fill up my water, grab a snack. Sometimes I will purposely do laundry on days that I know that I'm going to be sitting a lot working on things, just so that I am getting up and like moving and doing something. Sometimes too, if the weather's nice where I'm not going to get hot and sweaty, I will just go out and even just walk down my driveway and back just to move my feet a little bit. So I know that that's very like, well, duh, we all know to get up and move, but a lot of us don't do it. And so really making that mental note to get up and move your body as much as you possibly can throughout the day, especially getting up. They say once every 30 minutes. I'm not going to lie, I am not good at once every 30 minutes. Mine, like I said, is more closer to like once every 45 minutes to an hour. But I always sit there and tell myself like, hey, it's better than not getting up at all and moving. So that's tip number one. It's just making sure that you're taking plenty of breaks and that you're getting up from sitting to move your body, making sure your blood flow is going, and just making sure you're moving and working those muscles. So tip number two that I have is making sure, like, ergonomically, you're sitting, if you are at a desk job, that you are sitting correctly at your desk and you are sitting at your computer the correct way, and that you don't have poor posture that causes like upper back pain or like even pain in like our wrists and our forearms, our hips, our low back. All of that can actually be caused from sitting, right? Duh. But sometimes we forget that. So making sure that you are actually sitting with your feet on the floor and you're not sitting cross-legged all day long or sitting with like your ankle or your heel like underneath your butt, and you're not always leaning to one side or the other. You're not always hunched forward, right? So just making sure that you're keeping your posture as well as you can during the day. Now, you know, every once in a while, do I lean forward at my computer and do this? Yes, I do. But making sure that all day long that we are trying to maintain a really great posture. So the rule of thumb is also 90 degree angles at your joints. So making sure that like your keypad, I know you guys can't really see me here on the episode, but making sure like if you're typing at your computer, making sure that your hands aren't like elevated, or your wrists, your forearms aren't elevated, that they are actually just straight at a 90 degree angle. So your elbows, if you're sitting, should be able to type at your keyboard and be at a 90 degree angle. So like I said, they shouldn't be raised up. They shouldn't be lowered, which most people's aren't. But like if you are doing a standing desk, which some people do, making sure that when you're standing, your elbows can be at a 90 degree angle when you type in your computer. So it really shouldn't be elevated more than that, because if you think about it, you're sitting or standing, I guess, and your elbows are at that 90 degree, that's going to put tension in your shoulders and then in your upper back. So 90 degree angle at your elbows, 90 degree angle at your hips. So making sure that, you know, you're not sitting up too tall or too low. So your hips should be at a 90 degree angle on your chair. And then your knees should be at a 90 degree angle. So sometimes that can get tricky if you're really tall, if you're really short, to be able to have your knees and your hips at a 90 degree angle. So sometimes you might need to put like a little step stool underneath your legs, or you might need to just adjust your chair differently so that you can. So you can sit at a 90 degree. So knees, hips, elbows should all be at a 90 degree angle when you're sitting at your chair. And then of course, if you're doing a standing desk, just making sure that your elbows are at a 90 degree angle. And then you can also even, you know, I think standing desks are great, but sometimes like we still do need that blood flow. So if I'm ever standing and I'm working, I like to have like a stool at my feet, and then like I'll prop my foot up every once in a while and then kind of do like toe taps on it just to make sure that I'm still like moving my body and getting that blood flow a going. So, all right, tip number two, of course, one was making sure you're taking breaks. Number two is making sure that you're practicing good posture and having the proper ergonomics at your desk. And then the third one, really, like I said, I could do things all day long, but really making sure that you're managing your stress well throughout the day. So we all know that life and work especially can be really stressful. Sometimes we have to deal with people that we don't want to deal with. Sometimes we get things put on our plate that we don't want to deal with that can be really hard. So making sure that you're managing your stress throughout the day. So that can look like several things. Making sure that you're walking away like when you need to and taking a break. So if you're getting really frustrated with a project or with something that you're doing, walking away from it and taking some deep breaths, you will come back to that project or whatever you're working on with a clear conscience and a clear state of mind and less frustrated. If you walk away, take a couple deep breaths, get your mind off of it for a minute, and then come back. Working out of frustration gets you nowhere. And a lot of times when we're working in frustration, we make mistakes or we just hurry up and get it done because we're just ticked off, right? And so sometimes then we go back to that work and you're like, oh gosh, I should have done it this way, or I wish I would have just walked away because it just made me angry, right? So making sure that you're managing stress by either walking away from situations, maybe creating boundaries with people. If you have a lot of people that interrupt you a lot, or, you know, come into your office while you're trying to work on something, whatever, making sure that, you know, you shut the door and you ask people to knock, or you tell people like, hey, send out an email, maybe like, hey, please don't bother me for the next 30 minutes or whatever it is. My rule of thumb when I'm working from home, if my office door is shut, that means I really don't want my family to come in here. And if they do, they are not allowed to blurt at me like whatever the tragedy is, which usually is nothing, because I'm focused, right? And so I try to have my work day wrapped up before everybody like gets home, but it doesn't always happen. So my thing is, if the door is shut, then please stay out. And sometimes if that boundary gets broken, I will just start locking my office door because I really don't want you to come in here. I'm trying to focus, right? So creating boundaries, walking away, or even also making sure that, you know, if you need to do some sort of like a meditation throughout the day, or just quieting your mind, or just walking away and going for a walk, whatever that looks like for you. Sometimes, you know, if you're in a workplace and you're like, okay, I, you know, was full intention on eating my lunch here today. But if like things are making you really angry at the workplace, like maybe go out to lunch by yourself, or maybe take your lunch with you and go to a park, or just go outside, or maybe just go sit in the parking lot in your car and eat your lunch by yourself. Sometimes the silence away from all the noise in a workplace is exactly what we need to come back to the workplace refreshed and not like we want to kill somebody, right? Because sometimes that just is the way we feel. So that is another tip that I have for you guys. So all the other things, you know, of course, taking a break, taking a walk, taking the stairs, staying hydrated, making sure that you're eating healthy throughout the day, and especially like keeping those blood sugar levels stabilized. So eating lots of fiber and protein to make sure that your blood sugar levels aren't crashing, so that you can actually deal with people or situations the way that you really fully intend to, is another great tip. But those are the three that I wanted to share with you guys today. Oh, and the last one, I was actually going to share this whenever I was talking about ergonomics, but making sure that you are always using good posture. So making sure when you're lifting things, so maybe you don't have a desk job, maybe you're lifting things a lot, always making sure you're lifting with your knees and you're pulling the weight up with you. And also if there's something heavy that you're reaching for or you have to pull towards you, getting your body, your core, as close to that as you can. Or if you can get up on like wherever it is that you're trying to reach and push it, like squat and push it to the edge and then reach for it and grab it, like getting it as close to you as you possibly can, that's going to save you from a lot of low back injuries and also just making sure that you're just not hurting yourself in general. So always making sure you're using great body mechanics when you're lifting things, always squatting when you lift and getting whatever like a heavy thing close to your body as possible before you lift it, especially like off of a shelf. And if it is too high off of a shelf, not scooting it towards you and being like, oh my gosh, and like lifting it over your head, please don't do that. Get a stepladder. Ask for assistance at work, because there's so much workplace injury that takes place a lot of times from lifting things or trying to do things that really we can't do because we either need assistance or we need to, you know, ask for help or use a step stool, something like that. But we just want to hurry up and get it done, right? And sometimes that really backfires on us. So making sure that you're really using good body mechanics at work as well. So, okay, I just want to share those workplace wellness tips for you guys today. I hope this really helps you guys. And I will see you next week for tip of the week number 11. Okay, have a good day, guys. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.